They are nice big children, Patsy. For those of you listening, we have high schoolers and college students down front this morning, so thank y'all. It's not just me. Good morning. Have you guys ever found yourselves asking the question, what is it all about? They're old enough, they're nodding their heads, they're old enough to have said to themselves, what is it all about? Right? I too have found myself, the older I get, the more life experiences I have, the good ones and the bad, I find myself asked, stepping back from life and saying, whew, what is it all about? We're born, we live our lives, different lengths of life, different kinds of life, and then we die. And the Bible says that after that, there's the promise of a beautiful eternal life. But meanwhile, back on the planet, right? What is it all about? Well, Jesus, one day when he was kind of delivering a pre-farewell speech to the disciples, he was trying to remind them of some things he had already told them, but they're human. So, you know, we humans have to be told more than once. So Jesus is doing his best to remind them of some really important things before he knows he's leaving. His physical body is leaving. And one of the things that he says to them is, okay, guys, buckle up, because there's going to be struggle. It's going to be real. There's going to be suffering. Some people might suffer more than others. Some places might suffer, you know, in the world might suffer more than others. So he says, buckle up. There will be some of that. But he also says, if you can keep your eyes, your heart, your mind on the one who made you, he will make that struggle, that suffering, he will make it whole. And he will do it in ways that we'll never understand how he did it. And he will do it for you differently than he might do it for me. Those are the two main things that Jesus was trying to get through those disciples' thick heads, okay? I find myself asking the question, what is it? What is life all about? More. I ask it more when there's really good days, which might sound weird. But when there's really good days, I'm like, okay, my day is, oh gosh, everything's going well. The people I love, everything is going well. Why is it then that for somebody else, it's not going so well? What is that all about? I also find myself asking that question, what is it all about, more on days when I know people that I care about are suffering or going through loss. I say, what is it all about? Why do we have to go through all of that? And I think that Jesus, in this pre-farewell speech, even though nobody said, hey, Jesus, what is it all about? You know, nobody said that question to him, but I think he's trying to give us an answer without giving us an answer. I think he's saying, little human, I love you. It's going to be rough at times, but if you'll just keep your eye on the one who made you, you will see the glory that you're intended to see and to be. So he's saying, you can't handle the answer to that big question. You can't handle the answer to the question, what is life about? Not really. But I can. I, the one that made you, can handle it. And I know the answer to the question. All I need you to do is stay focused on me. Even on the hardest days, stay focused on me. Let me worry about what it is all about. So then what's our part? I think Jesus modeled in his lifetime on earth what our part is supposed to be. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't ask those big questions and say to ourselves, whew, what is life all about? Or talk to friends about it or family. I think we should still have those conversations with ourselves and with others. But we should know we probably will never actually have that answer. So in the meantime, like I said, what do we do while we're here? How do we, even if we can't answer that big question, what do? We follow the model that Jesus gave us for living life. Even if we don't understand what life is all about sometimes, just follow. And if you could break it down, if I could break it down for you in one word, what his model was based on, it's love. I mean, it just is. With love comes compassion. With love comes understanding and forgiveness and patience and courage. Love is the main thing. So on the best days or on the worst days, even if we don't have the big answer, God will bring his glory to be present in our lives in whatever way he knows is specific to Drew, to Kinsey, to Cole, to any of us. He will bring it. All we got to do each day is try to love. Cool. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for these awesome young people. We pray that you will lead them. And for those listening, that you will bring them love and that you will make them people of love. In your son's name we pray. Amen.